Penguin Random House Audio presents Maeve's Times, Selected Irish Times Writings by Maeve Binchy. Read for you by Kate Binchy.
Maeve Binchy and the Irish Times. Maeve was appointed women's editor of the Irish Times in October 1968. As a young teacher, she loved both her job and her holiday travels, and had been a favourite contributor since her first travel letter, sent in by her father, was published a few years earlier. On her appointment, the then news editor, the late Donal Foley, declared, "Won't she be great crack to work with, and she's a brilliant writer." Both proved true over a career which lasted the best part of 50 years. Maeve wrote for and edited the daily Women First page until 1973, when she transferred to the London office as a columnist, feature writer and reporter, balancing the day job with her rapidly growing career as a writer of fiction and drama. When Maeve resigned from the staff of the Irish Times in the 1980s, she retained her close association with the paper as a regular contributor. Maeve and her husband, Gordon Snell, moved back to Ireland in the early 80s.
Introduction by Gordon Snell. From her earliest childhood, Maeve loved stories and wanted to be part of them. When her father started to read her some tale of two children wandering through a wood, she asked at once, "Where was I?" He would say patiently, "You were sitting in a tree beside the path." And with Maeve happily located, the story could go on. When she grew up and became a storyteller herself, she made her readers feel that, like little...